Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment when it comes to filing day for the upcoming election. Run through who is running and who isn't and what they're running for.
Absolutely. So the municipal races that just wrapped up are just the intro to election season this year. We have some really high-profile races here in Grant County. For District 1 Grant County Commission in the Democratic primary, we have Donald J. Jesse Franklin Owens, Chris Ponce, and Luis Terrazas. And they will, after the primary face-off with Sheila Hudman, who's the only Republican candidate, in Grant County Commission District 2, we have Cindy Renee Provencio and Javier Salas on the Democratic primary, who will face off against Republican Ty Bays come November. For Grant County Sheriff, it's a crowded field. We have a lot of big names in law enforcement here. In the Democratic primary, we have Frank Gomez, Robert Tovar, and Lonnie Sandoval. And in the Republican side, we have Ray Tavizon and Wayne Ulver. And for Magistrate Judge Division 1, we have two Democrats, Robert McDonald and incumbent Maureen Laney. And for probate, we have David Ramos, Mary Ann Cedillo, and Johnny Benavides running for Democrat. And we have a sixth judicial court judge race as well. Democrat Tom Stewart will face off against Republican Will Perkins.
It's a big election season coming up. Let's move on to some other issues that are happening in Grant County. Talk to me about the hospital. They had what seems to be an interesting meeting with area physicians.
Absolutely. We had what has been described as kind of a landmark gathering the other day. Hewitt Regional Medical Center, of course, has been at the in our headlines a lot up here lately, with the County Commission currently investigating whether staying county-owned would be best or possibly selling to a private partner. For one of the first times in decades, at least, the Board of Trustees at Gila Regional met with a huge sample of the physicians in Grant County, dozens of doctors and other caregivers gathered at the Southwest Bone and Joint Institute, where they came out pretty unilaterally opposed to any sale of the hospital and began discussions about perhaps shifting to a critical access formula which secures federal funding.
Okay, let's move on to the U.S. Air Force. This has been in the news for quite some time now. There was a meeting that was held there.
Absolutely. The U.S. Air Force is currently undergoing an environmental impact statement from the National Environmental Policy Act that will consider a couple of alternatives for their for a permanent F-16 training flight program out of Holloman Air Force Base. One of those alternatives that have been targeted are on the Gila or above the Gila National Forest, including parts of the Gila and Alto Leopold Wilderness. There's been some criticism over how the U.S. Air Force has, you know, made this process transparent or has not. And the Lieutenant Governor John Sanchez actually organized this meeting after meeting with Grant County commissioners privately a week before. Hundreds, nearly 400 Grant County residents gathered, and response was pretty in keeping with what it has been, which is either, if not negative, certainly questioning how the U.S. Air Force can justify and what they plan for this project.
Was it surprising to know or to learn that the state Supreme Court upheld the copper rule?
Well, it's been a very contentious issue for a long, long time. But certainly the environmental groups, one of which is located here in Grant County, the Gila Resources Information Project, they certainly took a blow and did not expect this ruling, especially since during the arguments for this case. Now, Supreme Court justices actually had a lot of questions about how vague the copper rule was.
Okay, there's lots to read and report about. So we're going to encourage this week to pick up the Silver City Daily Press and Independent, or they can go to the website. What's the website address?
scdailypress.com.
All right, Ben, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thanks.